What, sorry? What if
they're,
blind, they've masturbated too much. That's what's happened there. Are you blind, sir?
Yeah.
What, sorry?
Hey.
Are you getting blind and deaf mixed up again? That's fucking dumb. Are you blind or?
Can't see you.
You can't see me, I'll have to speak up. I'm not buying the blind or the deaf. The dumb, I'll give you a fucking tick. Yeah. Fucking wish you were struck dumb.
No, you don't.
What's your name, sir? You're chatty. What, sorry?
Tony.
Tony? Hello, Tony. What do you do, Tony? Other than cocaine, obviously.
We don't do that in Ireland.
You don't do that in Ireland? You're not in Ireland. You're in Northampton and you're off your fucking face on coke. You're chewing your own fucking teeth. Where are you from?
Northern Ireland.
You're which bit?
Armagh.
Your ma is a massive fat slag. It's just a guess, but...
No, Armagh is.
Yes, that's the joke I just made.
Armagh, but your joke was funny.
Thanks, man. You seem like... Are you presumably witness relocation, yeah?
Are you kidding me? Look, you're going to call me out now.
What, who are you here with? Who's this?
Nina.
Hello.
Hi.
You're called Nina. What, named after the siren? Christ, the baby's coming right now. Nina. Oh, we'll call her that.
That's funny, she is a midwife.
She's a midwife. She saw an opening and she fucking went for it. Pulled a fucking... So you're in the medical profession, are you, madam?
Yeah.
I don't find that hard to believe. History of mental health nursing? You can't fucking bring one home with you. Please, have at it. Not you. What, sorry?
When was the first time you had a wank?
When was the first time I had a wank? Today? 11s. The first time, I don't know, I don't know if I recall the first one. I mean, it's got to be when I was a choir boy, but I don't even remember the guy's name.
What's your record?
What's my record?
In a day.
In a day? What, wanks in a day? This really feels like... First day at Borstal. What's your record? I mean, this will shock you. I don't have a record. I've never really kept a ledger. But certainly, I would say probably at some point during the lockdown, when I don't know if you're familiar, I don't want to self-aggrandize or flex, but during lockdown, I finished Pornhub. At the end, you just put your initials in and the screen just says, rehydrate.
When are we getting carrot in a box again?
When are you getting carrot in a box again? I don't know if we can drink from that well a second time. I think we played it twice and destroyed John's marriage in... He could get another wife. He could buy another fucking carrot as well, but still. The psychological damage is done. Where's your accent from, sir?
Portugal.
From Portugal?
Yeah.
Okay. The fuck? Part of the thriving Northampton Portuguese community.
You're just to see Maisie Adam tomorrow.
You came here just to see Maisie Adam tomorrow, and you thought, well, I've got to fill the evening. Fucking tremendous. Whereabouts in Portugal are you from?
Porto.
Porto. The fucking great Porto. I like it a lot. Very good, good food scene. It's fucking great. What's nice? Are you literally just over to see some comedy?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you should try and, you know, write your own fucking jokes, mate. I mean, I know you make a delicious spicy chicken, but fucking... It can't all be fucking peri-peri. What's your name, my friend?
Harry.
Harry. And what do you do, Harry?
I'm a doorman.
You're a doorman. I'm a doorman. And where are you a doorman? Where are you kicking people out?
It's just in town here.
In town here, in Northampton? Is it like a club?
Nightclub, yeah.
It's a nightclub. Of course it fucking is. And how long have you been dealing drugs?
3 years.
About 3 years, yeah, okay. I'm a doorman in a Northampton nightclub, yeah. Known for its scene here. Yeah. Well, we've got our, I think the Portuguese man, what was your name? I don't think any of us were expecting that. Let's not be insensitive. Northampton has its first ever tourist. Let's celebrate. So later on, I don't know if you've been on TripAdvisor. I imagine TripAdvisor says of Northampton, probably best if you leave. Number one, train station. I don't know if you going clubbing later on? No, with Northampton, I don't know if you're aware, but in Britain it's known, it's very much the hub of the clubbing scene.
He's a regular customer.
He's a regular, is he? Of course he is. You've got him so fucking high, he thinks he's from Portugal and his name's... How fucking high do you need to be to think your name's Blip? Pretty fucking high is the answer.
Have you given your girlfriend a soup bowl?
Have I given my girlfriend...
Soup bowl.
A soup bowl. This sounds like a sexually exciting thing. I've not heard of. It's Valentine's tomorrow. The fuck are you talking about? What is a soup bowl?
You jizz into her belly button.
What, sorry? You jizz into her belly button. You, my friend, you are going to feel like a fucking idiot when I tell you about 6 inches below the belly button. Just... It's like that much lower. They've got vaginas. And I like to, and you'll probably think I'm a perv, but I like to jizz in that. One doesn't like to cast aspersions, but I would fuck a belly button if I had a micro penis. I presume your name is Justin. Good name for a guy with a micro penis, right? Justin. Well, it's a mixed ability group, isn't it? Fucking hell. There's a lady there laughing in a way that suggests she's just discovered her boyfriend didn't invent the soup bowl. I thought it was just something he did to me. Oh, no.
Why don't you like me?
Nobody likes you. It's not just me. Ah! It's your birthday? Oh. Which birthday is it?
In mine.
You know what they say, ask a stupid person a question. Go on, how old are you, my friend?
39.
You're 39. Look at the fucking mileage on it. Jesus, not long now, eh? Happy birthday.
My mum's tomorrow.
It's your mum's tomorrow? What birthday? I didn't get her anything.
Yeah.
I'll nip round and fuck her after the show. Valentine's. It's Jay's birthday. He recently got a butterfly kiss, eyelash flutter on the face, from a gay man in Manchester. He took the kiss because he was worried the geezer would kick off. Is this his gay awakening, Jess? His maybe ex-wife. Jay and Jess, where are you, Jay? Where hi, Jay?
Hello.
So he... The man kissed you on the cheek with his eyelashes. Put his eyelashes on your cheek. Was he giving you a rim job at the time? What was he doing? You were just at a bar, waiting for a drink. You all right, Jess? When did you last get fucked by a real man? Poor Jess is going to have a terrible Valentine's, isn't she? He'll be thumbing in a softie thinking about a strange man from Manchester. Good luck with the divorce. All right, what else we got? Hi, Jimmy. I just started a new job working for my family bakery business. What is your favourite baked good? Who's working for the family bakery?
That's me.
That's you. And what's the bakery called?
The Cottage Bakery.
The what,
sorry? The Cottage Bakery.
The Cottage Bakery. Excellent. No notes. And what's I mean, I like the just very simple iced bun is what I like. And that's what the missus is getting tomorrow for Valentine's. That's if I don't give her a fucking soup bowl like this fucking lunatic. Yeah, baby, I'm going to ice your buns. I like a cronut. Do you make a cronut?
Yeah.
You do make a cronut. Fucking legend. You had a cronut? Like a croissant donut? Yeah. I'm hungry now. You've slightly ruined this bit of the show for me. I'm now, I could fucking smash a cronut right now. Smashing a cronut is also what's on the agenda tomorrow. But not for his missus, because Jay's gay. The only donut you want to smash is in Manchester, isn't it? Hi there, Jimmy. Please can you explain about why women flirt with you and then tell you that they like someone else? Please help. Who's having this problem? Okay, well, I'll assume you're out there somewhere. What happens is men overestimate how attractive they are to women, and women underestimate how attractive they are to men. So there's a mismatch there. So possibly they're not flirting. You're a very lonely man, and she's just talking to you. If then when you suggest, you know, fucking, she goes, no, thank you. She wasn't flirting. A lot of this stuff should be obvious, but there are some fucking idiots in. All right, let's crack on. Hey, you've got blue hair. That's not my normal demographic. I'm loving you. What's your name?
Andrea.
Andrea, hello. What are you complaining about? Get a bit of paper out, make a list. There's loads in this. What do you do?
I'm a swimming teacher.
You're a student teacher? You're a swimming teacher? Right. Is that the chlorine's done there? Fuck's sake, they put too much in. A swimming teacher? Fucking great job, isn't it? Because you can't fail, can you? Because if they drown, you just go, he wasn't good at it. So sorry, I've got two bits of bad news. What is it? Well, your kid's drowned. And that's a fail. I'm giving him a D. D for drowned. Do they get their money back if the kid drowns? What? How do you teach swimming as well? What do you do? Because ultimately, at some point, you just got to fucking throw him in and go, good luck. All the best, everyone. And what about, is this the other half? You're right, fella, what do you do?
Plumber.
You're a plumber? Of course you are. Did you meet at the pool? Presumably, this heater needs fixing, does it, love? All right, I'll have a look at the pipes. What do you do, Nicola?
I'm a talent acquisition specialist.
Oh, a talent acquisition specialist. You're a madam in a brothel. The fuck are you talking about? What kind of talent are you acquiring? Could you stop stabbing the cat and answer the fucking question? You're a recruiter. So who do you recruit? What, sorry?
I recruit for a company that's a global business.
You recruit for a company that's a global business, but you can't think of what it's called? That must be awkward when you're trying to get people a job. Would you like a job with the global business? I'm sorry I can't be more specific, but I'm a fucking idiot. No wonder you're single, you silly cow. A talent recruiter for a global business. Is it P&O Ferries, love? You booking the dancers? What, sorry?
No.
Who is it?
I can't say.
You can't? What do you mean you can't say? I'm not fucking televising this. Of course you can fucking say. Unless it's MI5, fucking say. I get the dancers for MI5. What?
No, it's the stamp group.
It's the what?
The police force.
It's the police force. You get talent for the police force. The fuck are you talking about? I recruit for the police force, yes. Talent. I take down their particulars and they come quietly. Global business, is it? Get over yourself, you're going to die alone. Happy Valentine's!
What joke's got me into the most trouble?
Oh, it's a good question. I upset some soldiers. This is the first time I ever got cancelled. I did a joke about the Afghanistan. It was like, it was Helmand Province, and it was our soldiers were fighting over there. I don't know what the fuck they were doing over there, but they were fighting over there, and people coming back, they wrote the IEDs, and they were coming back with limbs blown off. It was fucking awful. And all I said was, but we are going to rule at the Paralympics. And I was fucking cancelled over it. And then fucking 4 years later, what do you know? I'm fucking right. Yeah. Those guys were so incredible at the Paralympics, they had to set up another games called Invictus to fucking cater for them. That's how fucking terrific they are. Yeah. Timing. I was a bit too early.
Where's the best place you perform?
Where's the best place I perform? Well, Northampton's very special to me. Just seeing if I can keep a straight face. I've had enough Botox that it should be fucking easy. I don't know, Las Vegas maybe? Las Vegas to me felt very glamorous somehow. Or I got to do Carnegie Hall in New York. That was pretty special. Sydney Opera House. I've got to play some of the big rooms around the place. I'm doing a bunch of arenas later in the year. That'll be fun. It's all pretty, it's good. It's fun. I like traveling. I like kind of going around seeing people. But the best place I've performed really, his mum. Yeah. Not the big room, the small one round the back.
Jeremy, have you ever had to kick out a heckler like Peter Kay?
Have I ever had to kick out a heckler? Fucking constantly. Yeah. Fucking constantly. And much more aggressively than Peter did. Peter's a fucking legend. You don't go to a Peter Kay show and fucking heckle. You come here to fucking heckle. Fucking enjoy yourselves. I'll take you all on. But Pete, he's a national treasure. Fuck that heckler. And then the woman that he said looked like Lisa Riley. Did you see a picture?
Yeah.
She said she went home and cried. I went, fucking, I hope you fucking walked, you fat bitch. Hi, Jimmy. We are getting married in June. How do I convince my fiancé it's my wedding too? We have a spare seat. Want to come? Matt. Matt, where are you? Hi, Matt. Well, congratulations, first thing, Matt's getting married. This is huge. All right. And so you want it to be your special day too?
It'll be nice.
Okay. And how does she feel about marrying a faggot? The fuck do you care? It's her special day. You've got a stag do, and then, you know, pussy on tap. You're living the dream, my friend. Don't worry, just make it nice for her. You didn't fucking... Your childhood was not dreaming of a wedding day, right? Hers might have been. I'm sure she dreamt of a handsome prince, and she's fucking making do. Fucking make it nice for her. She seems like a lovely lady.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.